So if you're the kind of person who travels to eat, you probably don't end up vacationing much in very touristy places, like Hawaii, where the tourist industrial complex sets it up so you leave the resort beach as little as humanly possible. You know, you wake up, you get your eggs benedict, you have a couple of tiki drinks at dinner, and a week later, you've got a great tan, but barely remember what you ate. You have dined on the cuisine of nowhere. But of course, Hawaii food goes way deeper than that. And so we wanted to talk to Sheldon Simeon today, a proud Filipino son of Hawaii and a finalist in Top Chef Charleston. Chef, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
So first of all, congratulations on all your success in Top Chef. And I actually want to ask you a question that occurred to me while I was watching the show. There was a moment that struck me. It was actually before we got to the finale and all that. And there was an episode where the challenge was for you to reflect on the time you spent cooking in Charleston. And what you said was that the experience made you feel like you understood yourself more as a cook from Hawaii. So what does it mean for you to be a cook from Hawaii?
For me, it means that we grew up in such a paradise that is so unique, where it is about the people, it is about the community, and how we're connected to our environment and our land. And it just made me appreciate how special Hawaii is, being so far away from home. Mm-hmm. The feeling in Charleston is very much like that. It's all about taking care of your neighbor, taking care of the ingredients that feed your family. And it really touched me in that way. And I got to be able to kind of relax and be myself in that environment and cook my food.
And your food seems very personal to you. I've never had the opportunity to eat it, but just watching it on TV for week after week after week, it seems very personal to you. It seems very tied to not just your own story, but to the story of your neighbors and the people you know in Hawaii. So what is Hawaii food?
Hawaii food is all these layers of basically immigrants or people who came to live in Hawaii. And it dates back all the way to the Polynesian voyagers that came up from the Marquesas who first settled in Hawaii. And then the years that followed, the history of World War II playing a part in there. And then the hugest, probably biggest influence is the immigration of plantation workers. So Japanese field workers, Filipino, Portuguese, Chinese, all of that all coming together, bringing their food and then kind of creating like this cuisine that all seamlessly blends together.
Yeah. So what are some of the dishes where, like, if you're Hawaiian, you're like, oh yeah, that's ours?
The saimin, which is our version of ramen, which is a saimin noodle, very much like ramen. They use egg in it, so it has a little bit more body. Mm-hmm. The broth is very clean. It's pork-based, a little bit of seafood in it. Very simple, usually just like green onions, maybe some char siu roast pork and some fish cake. But that's it. It's not over the top like how ramen is. Mm. But as you can see, it's like a blending of like three different cultures into one and becomes a delicious bowl.
Like which influences?
So Chinese in there with the char siu pork. The broth of like Portuguese in there too. Filipino with like pancit noodles, kind of that style with egg noodles. That's all coming together.
That's cool. So Hawaii, I've never been. Well, my mother keeps telling me she
took me. We gotta get you out there, Fred.
I'd love to, man. But my mother tells me she took me when I was in the womb. So I'm like, thanks,
okay.
Ma. Yeah, it doesn't really count, but thank you very much. But so for a long time, the cliche was, you know, people didn't really think of Hawaii as a great place for food. Like you had this tropical paradise and obviously the pineapple and the, you know, all the tropical mm-hmm. fruits. But so much of the food was imported from the mainland, and so much what people ate was just kind of hotel food that was geared toward tourists. Has that changed?
We feel that it hasn't changed, but we're changing it. Just over 100 years ago, Hawaii was a fully sustainable island. We're the most isolated landmass, you know, in the middle of Pacific Ocean. So mm-hmm. it's crazy to think that we import everything there. The food was based off of what everyone sees. It needs to be tropical. So there's always, everyone thinks that there's pineapple on everything or papayas or whatever. Again, the food's much more deeper than that. Talk about like vegetables on the island. Like my grandparents, Filipinos, they never went to the market. They always had their Filipino garden in the back. Mm. And we always used to go pick vegetables in the back there. the Hawaiians had this system, this ahapua'a, which is a system that is segregated land from the ocean all the way up to the mountain, and everything working together in this kind of cycle. And it was very much about being sustainable. Tourism came in. We needed to get materials and ingredients, and it kind of just evolved that way, how everything just kind of started to get imported into Hawaii.
Mm. And so I remember reading about a number of chefs who in the early 90s, you know, were proud of this idea that they call Hawaii regional cuisine. They were chefs like Roy Yamaguchi and Sam Choi and Beverly Gannon and Alan Wong. And there was like a scene, and I feel like people were sort of into that idea of, you know, working with the traditions of Hawaii that had been there for many years and working with those ingredients. And but that was in the 90s. And I kind of feel like that attention sort of went away for a while. And now I feel like, oh, it seems like there's a new generation of young chefs who are kind of picking up that torch. I feel like there's you, there's Chris Kajioka, mm-hmm. who at a restaurant, Sania, in San Francisco. There's definitely Ravi Kapoor, and I love that. It's Simeon, Kajioka, Kapoor, three names from Philippines, Japan, and India. And they're all representing this new Hawaii cuisine. So why do you think there's this new energy? What are you guys doing that's different than what they were doing in the 90s?
I think the idea of the new chefs is that we are thinking about our community first and the food that feeds our community. We are taking a step back and doing the food that our grandmothers and our aunts and our uncles all cooked, and the food that we grew up eating, and putting it out there instead of trying to do, you know, something with French influence with some type of Hawaii flavor, and or trying to put a spin on Hawaii food with French technique. No, we're cooking food straight up. Kajioka has like the best cooking technique I've ever seen in my life. But still, yeah, the food's soulful. The food's, again, inspired by his mother, by the Sunday dinners. Chef Ravi, he's throwing Spam. He's making Spam from scratch on the menu in San Francisco. Who knew at this time and age that's what you'd be seeing in a menu in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for inspirations from Hongan-ji's, like the Japanese churches, like cookbooks in the 1980s that were made from like mochi pounding grandmothers. And I'm going to auntie's house and learning how they make their adobos and all that. And that's where the inspiration is. And then the whole farm to table thing. We're super connected. My best friends are all farmers. And not just because of the business or whatever, it's just that's my family. That's my community. And I'm going to support that. And I think that's how the food is in Hawaii with these new chefs.
Yeah. Like you said, it comes back to take care of your community. Thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, my pleasure, man. It's awesome. I get to be here in the Big Apple, share a little bit of the aloha spirit, man. Thank you for that.
Aloha. Sheldon Simeon is chef owner of Tin Roof Restaurant in Maui and is a two-time finalist on Top Chef. And you can find a Hawaii-influenced recipe from Lynn and Sally that was inspired by a legendary staff trip there years ago, North Shore Shrimp Scampi, on splendidtable.org.